Jerry Bader Show. All right, I will get to a couple of topics here. Yeah, you're right. Buyer's remorse with President Obama means now that we have another 3 years and there's no warranty. It's true. Jason just got a very nice call from John on the road, and I don't want to screw this up. He's on the road in Wisconsin. Okay, he's from Minnesota, but lives in Wyoming. He's 73 years young, and he's still pulling trailers like campers for a nonprofit, so he's like bringing them somewhere. We don't really know. But he's headed to Minnesota right now. Canada. Headed for Canada right now. And apparently listening on WSAU in Wausau. And just called to say how much he appreciated the show. And I shared the story of my dad earlier, who held all of these conservative principles and religiously voted Democrat. And John told Jason, it's amazing how many people he knows. A lot of people do. That sound like my dad. But that's not really I wanted to mention it. It's just John appreciates the show, keeps him company, and he enjoys the show while he's traveling. So I assume he listens to it a lot wherever he's to and from, and he's headed to Canada right now. So at some point he's going to lose the show. Although, boy, that I'll tell you what, that 550 stick, that thing is an AM flamethrower. We do get calls from the UP. And WSAU is AM-FM, AM-550, FM-99.9. I don't do that often enough. AM-550, FM-99.9 in Wausau, in Green Bay, 1360 AM, 97.5 FM, in Sheboygan, 1330 AM and 1330 AM, which is all WHBL needs. It's a very nice, strong signal. You can get it almost all the way to Milwaukee. Driving around up here in Green Bay, you can get it. So through those sticks, really they're five sticks, two, two, and one. We cover most of the state. So, John, I really appreciate you being out there, and God love you. I mean, really, you're keeping active and you're doing things. And I want to thank you for calling Jason. I really do. All right. I'm actually going to save the Scott Walker stuff for the after show video because I have another story here that I've been sitting here on the computer. Senate Assembly Republicans reach deal on Walker's proposed tax cuts, and Assembly passes bill on police in custody death probes. Those will be the two items for the after show video, which you can find at the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com. And Jason will have that early afternoon. He usually does. He sends me the code. I embed it. I put it on the blog. Life is good. I've been getting a lot of positive feedback on the after show video. It was always a frustration. I can't get to this stuff. Now we can. In lieu of that, we'll have that on the after show video. In lieu of that, all right, our milk price is about to jump 60 cents a gallon. Jason just wanted to throw his pen. This is from NBC News. By the way, we haven't really gotten to what's going on in Kiev, and we'll have to talk about that tomorrow. Because as I read this from NBC News, the breaking news is watch protesters gather at Independence Square in Kiev following day of clashes. There is someone in the listening audience that I know has an emotional and familial attachment to this. We may see if she wants to talk on the air. We may try that. I'm sure she's listening right now. And she'll either go, oh, yes, oh, yes, or oh, no, 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 no. So whatever is fine. I totally understand either way. But we may do that tomorrow. Okay, here's the story on the milk prices. Dairy analysts estimate store milk prices could go up 60 cents in March, reaching their highest ever. The cupboards are dry, said dairy economist Mary Ledman. Blame cheese. Short supply pushed cheese to new peak in January, going from 180 to 236 a block. That jump is driving the March increase for fluid milk. We in Wisconsin get all of this. Fluid milk is fluid milk. A lot of milk goes for cheese. The lesser grade milk go for cheese. Our milk when I was a kid went for cheese. But not every fridge will feel the pinch. Some stores may choose to eat the 30-cent increase in farm-level milk prices occurring from January to March. in other areas, families could see, so what's going to happen is, so in other areas, families could see their milk bills going from 50 to 60 cents a gallon. In some regions, you might see them eat what would be a 30-cent hike. Well, what does that mean? Then the hike could be more elsewhere. All right, the average price for milk, $3.50 in December, according to the most recently. Milk is $3.50 a gallon? Is it really? I don't know. My wife buys the milk, and I haven't been drinking milk for the last month because of the weight loss program that I'm on. So I don't know. I know that we're going through a lot less milk. You know what we've learned? How much of the milk I was drinking. Way too much, even though it's 1%. Way too much. That's the whole raw milk thing. When the debate was going on, I would really love to drink some raw milk. I mean, it is so good. Fresh, raw milk, refrigerated, icy cold, is spectacular. It is just spectacular. I have told the story before, not knowing how spoiled rotten I was as a kid. In the summer, when we were done with the morning milking, we take a Miracle Whip jar, fill it with cream. We would take a cup, skim the cream. We had milk cans back then, not a bulk tank. Fresh cream. Go in my mom's garden and get fresh raspberries. And go in the house. Sprinkle just a little bit of sugar. Just a little. And pour the cream out. Jason, I'm telling you, that is the closest you will ever get to heaven. The second closest is when she would grow corn and a lot of it. And it was also around my birthday, which is early August. Go out there and snap it off into the pot you're going to boil it in. That, I mean, from stalk to plate, is to die for. I had no idea. I didn't. I had no clue. Well, yeah, I'm squeaking a little bit. Well, you can tell by how much I'm coughing. Thus, these dead air spots like this one. Yeah, that's me coughing. Unless you're listening on the stream, then you're hearing it because I'm not potting down the mic. So if you're listening to the stream and you hear me coughing, that's not going on the air. That's just a little gift to you. Well, I can't pot it down, so now I have to cough again because you made me. See, don't make me laugh. There, I potted it down for the folks on the stream. All right, the average price for milk was $3.50 in December. Boy, did I get off the beaten path on that. According to the most recently available data, Brian West, spokesman for Publix supermarket chain based in Southeast U.S., so the store expects milk prices to rise in the next few months. Typically, well, we'll see. Typically, these tend to be false alarm. The guy that I would ask about this, yeah, he's not available right now. And I'm not going to bother him with this right now. But there must be someone. Maybe we'll get someone on. I'm doing all these hypotheticals about who we might get on to talk about this. I do know this. I'll probably start drinking milk again as this continues to happen. Let's see. Supplies will shoot up soon after the new batch of calves are born and cows reach peak milk production 60 days later. After that, those of you who understand that, it's called freshening. Because then a cow gives milk again. She freshens after she has a calf. You're learning all way more things about farming than you ever wanted to know. After that, milk prices should begin to taper, falling 20% through December. The current California drought, however, is the bad news. Without relief, production of alfalfa, a key feed for cows, could be curbed, pushing up milk prices even higher in late 2014 and early 2015. Historically, this gloom and doom hasn't really come to pass. In my opinion. So we'll see. We'll see how high it will go. It's good. You know, also, now we have one daughter left at home. It's going to be very interesting to see if my wife and I continue to drink as much milk. I drank milk my whole life. Even when I was a single guy, I continued to buy milk. I was raised on raw milk. And I think we'll continue to do that. All right. As I said, the after show video, couple of things happening in Madison. And you can find that at the Bader blog this afternoon at jerrybadershow.com. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.